Now he'll deliver you in seven of these. Here they are. In famine, he shall redeem thee from death. Two, and in war, from the power of the sword. Three, thou shalt be hid from the scourge of the tongue. And by the way, that one is one of the worst. Thou shalt be hid from the scourge of the tongue. Gossips. More people are hurt today by gossips. There have been more people slain in the past few days in this country by the tongue than have ever been killed in war. My, I tell you, we need to pray that God deliver us from the evil tongue. I know a woman. She was a member of my church. And I always prayed. I said, oh, God, don't let her hit me with that tongue. And I tell you, I found out she did, but I don't think she ever hurt very much. But it was a mean one. That is something. Thou shalt be hid from the scourge of the tongue. Fourth, neither shalt thou be afraid of destruction when it cometh. That is the typhoon, the tornado, the storm. When I was a boy, I spent half my life in West Texas down in the storm cellar, especially in the spring. I always liked it because the neighbors came in and they put on pallets, and we kids, we lay down on the floor in the storm cellar. But he'll deliver you. He expects you to go to the storm cellar. Then he says here, five, at destruction and famine thou shalt laugh. And today, where the gospel is gone, it doesn't mean that people have accepted it, because they haven't. But it's interesting, where the gospel is gone and still goes, is the prosperous areas of this world. They are the ones that are the haves. I don't think that's an accident. And instead, maybe, of carrying rice to India, and I shouldn't say instead of, but why not in every bag of rice we put a little prize like they used to put in a box of popcorn, and let that prize be a few Bibles? Because blessing attends that. Thou shalt laugh at famine and destruction. And six, neither shalt thou be afraid of the beasts of the earth. And I'm not afraid of them, because they're all down here in cages, in the zoo. I'm not afraid of them. For thou shalt be in league with the stones of the field, and the beasts of the field shall be at peace with thee. And thou shalt know that thy tabernacle shall be in peace, and thou shalt visit thy habitation and shall not sin. Thou shalt know also that thy seed shall be great, and thine offering as the grass of the earth. Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season. And that's death. Now he speaks of death, not as Job did, as being some awful, hideous monster, but something that you welcome. There's a leveling out in death. Now he says, lo, this, we've searched it, so it is, hear it, and know thou it for thy good. Now that is the first discourse of Eliphaz, and you can see that it has not met the need of Job. It hasn't touched him. And this man, Job, now is dismayed. In fact, the matter is, he's alarmed, and he cries out now in pity. He cries out for mercy. He cries out for help, because his friend didn't help him any.